Okay, 749-1035, and we're going to go to the phones right now because we have got people who want to talk to me, and I want to talk to them. Greg, it's Tim Carter. Welcome to the S of the Builder Show. How are you today?
Fine. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
I'm doing just great, buddy.
Well, I got to tell you, I really like your column, and you've sparked my curiosity on this one issue. I said, I have to call this man. He knows what's happening.
Well, we'll find out. So, thanks for the kudos. I appreciate it. I'd say I'm having a blast writing this whole column and basically everything about Ask the Builder. It's just every day and every week, there's just something new. It's just so exciting. And then when you couple that with the Internet, it magnifies it.
Well, I found myself clipping out your columns of wisdom, of information, and I'm putting them in a file, and they've really been helpful as reference points, and I thank you very much.
Okay, no worries. Now, remember, to save your energy on the scissors, you don't have to do that. I mean, because if you have access to the Internet, one thing you got to realize, all my column, here's the problem. I have this problem locally. I'll give you an example. My column for a while in the local paper, it was run, and the one editor that was in charge, they ran the whole column and never cut anything out. And now it's being heavily edited. And so that, I don't know whether or not that's happening at your local paper. See what I mean?
Thus far I don't believe it has.
Yeah, just be aware that when you read my stuff on the Internet, that's the original manuscript that's unedited. So that's why I always try to keep pushing people to the Internet. So what's your question today?
Okay, I've had a problem with can I mention a brand names?
Yeah, as long as we just you can do that as long as you tell the truth. I mean, because we don't want to we don't want to slander a company. So just tell the truth.
Okay, absolutely. I'm dealing with a Kohler tub that has jets. New construction, and this problem's been in existence for a little over a year now. It collects a ring, your typical tub ring.
Yeah, okay.
And even after I clean the tub with the proper chemicals and run it and agitate it, I'm not in that tub for but a few minutes, and I see this amber brownish color start to evolve, and the ring starts to form around the tub, and a little collection of, I guess it's a bubbly protein looking mess that collects near the filter, and this has been going on for some time. I've purged the I've drained out the hot water tank, and I've tried cleaning the cleaning the system.
Now this happens.
Ways.
I want to make this. I want to make sure I'm understanding here. This happens once you get in the tub. I mean, to use it.
Yes.
Okay. Let me just stop you right now because I think here's an experiment. I want to ask you a question to see if you've done this. Okay. So after you clean the tub, and you rinse it. In other words, you know how you'll probably like fill it up. You know, you're doing your cleaning thing, and then you'll maybe fill it up, and because one of the problems they have with a lot of these Whirlpool tubs.
Yes.
They had some bacterial problems where if you look at one of these Whirlpool tubs before it's installed. It has these plastic lines, you know, that connect between the jets.
Yes.
And those lines would not be what we call self-draining. And even though you let the water out of the tub, the water would sit in those tubes. And so it would just sit there for days until the next time you use the tub.
I see.
Okay, so I don't know. And you said this was a new tub, right?
Correct.
Okay, so... And I would have to think that Kohler would have fixed that. You know, this is a problem we've known for 15, 20 years. So I would think that they have that those lines were engineered so that they actually drain. You know, so they the water gets out of those lines. But my question is, have you just filled the tub with fresh water? You know, like turn on the hot and cold water, and turned it on and just let it whirlpool without you being in it, and you have the same exact problem happen?
Yes.
Okay. All right. There we go. So that tells us that what the problem is that these lines or something inside, you know, in those jet lines or in the pump, you've still got stagnant water that is that gets filled with the soaps, any body oils, and things like that that are, you know, that are coming off, you know, that's making the tub water dirty.
Now, here's the bizarre thing.
Yeah,
about
what's
this.
Yeah, all right. So you've rinsed it out and you still get this trouble. Okay.
Now, here's the bizarre thing. According to Cole, their instructions are to close the jets after turn on the system, and let everything circulate with the jets closed. So I've tried it that way. I've even tried showering and then getting into the tub, and this problem is an existing problem. But if I hear you correctly, this sounds more like it's a design.
Yeah, I think it's a design. Yeah. Now, here's one thing we can do. Here's one thing I'd love to see you do. I would love to see you fill the tub up and with just water, warm water, and use. I happen to sell some, and I'm not trying to promote mine, but I don't care which one you get, but mine is better. An oxygen bleach, you know, because I want to clean the inside of the system. I want to clean those tubes and the pipes and any water, that residual water that's in the pump. See what I mean?
Yes.
And then, you know, let that drain, fill it back up again to rinse it, and then let that drain, you know, and then circulate the pump. See what I mean? And then fill it a third time. So, you know, because the oxygen bleach, I have a feeling that all of the stuff that's causing these stainings is some type of organic compound. It's something in the soap, or it's just residual body oils. And I already know that any really good oxygen bleach will take care of that. You know, and completely clean it and break it down.
And I could probably pick that up where, Tim?
Well, I mean, you can go, like, today, if you wanted to go to any of the major shopping markets, any of the major grocery stores, and you go into the soap section, like, where they're, you know, just where they sell the detergents and things like that, you're going to find canisters of something that may say Oxy on it, you know, like Oxy Boost.
Oh, yes.
You know, I mean, OxyClean. I mean, I hate to say OxyClean, but I mean, I'm just being honest. You know, that's
okay.
That's one. But my stuff is called Stain Solver. You know, but it's not sold in stores. The only place you're going to find it is online. You know, going to OxygenBleach.com or StainSolver.com. But that's not going to help you out today, because if you were to buy it today, you're not going to get it till next Tuesday or Wednesday. You know, so. But I'm just saying, if you wanted to clean it today, it's possible. You know. But
okay, well, you know, I'll certainly consider that.
But you're going to have to use pretty much. I mean, here's the trouble. You may, to do that tub and do it right, because a tub, you know, even when you start to fill it up, you know, with just halfway to get the water up over the jet line.
Yes.
You might have 50, 60 gallons of water in that tub.
You know, it started to get expensive.
Well, that's right. So I'm just saying, you know, you're not going to put in one or two little scoops of stuff. That's not going to get it.
Well, you know, I'll use whatever it takes.
Yeah.
Let me just run this one final point.
Yeah, I think you're going to have, just so you know, if I was telling you to use my product to clean that tub just one time,
yes.
You're going to use almost a full 2-pound container.
Okay.
You know, but I'm just trying to tell you, you're going to, you know, be prepared to put 2 pounds in.
Well, you know, if it does the trick, I'm going
to
do it.
Well, it's going to be worth it one time to try it. I'm willing to bet that it's going to do it. But you got to follow the steps. You got to fill the tub up with warm water. Put the stuff in, stir it up with your hand or, you know, or something to dissolve it.
Yes.
Turn the pump on, you know, and the whirlpools on, the jets, and let it run for 5 or 10 minutes, 15 minutes even. See what I mean? Just to really keep it circulating through. Keep it, you know, even up to 30 minutes, okay? You know, I mean, the longer the better, because the oxygen bleach will work for hours. Got it?
Okay.
And then just let it sit. In other words, turn the whirlpool on for 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes.
Yes.
And then just turn the whirlpool action off. Let the water still sit in the tub, and it's completely sitting in the lines. It's sitting in the pump, and it's still working. See what I mean?
I understand.
Let it sit for like 2 more hours. You know, just walk away from the tub. Come back in. Turn the whirlpool on one last time for 15 minutes. Shut it off. Then drain the water out. Got it?
Got it.
Then as soon as it's drained out, fill the tub back up with cold water.
Okay.
And then turn the pump on for 5 minutes, let that water drain out, and then fill it one last time and see what happens. And then if that water stays clear, you know what the problem is.
Okay.
All right, now what's the last question?
I'm going to try that. The sediment that collects on that ring around the tub, it almost has a bit of an oiliness to it.
Yeah, that tells me that's the soap. See,
until it dries out. Well, here's the deal. I've never put anything like bubble bath or soap in it, in the tub, and agitated it through the jets. But that's always been dormant. It's always been used as a tub when stuff has been added, and it's been drained right out. It's never circulated through the system. And I had that pump replaced because I thought maybe it might have something to do with the seals and you know the oil in the lubricant in the motor. And obviously that was to no avail.
Yeah, I don't think it's that at all. So yeah. It's you'd be surprised how much oil and stuff like that's just on your body. I mean, you can just, you know, everybody's body just naturally secretes oil, and some of them secrete more than others. So, and so I think I know what the problem is. So at least this is the one way to test it.
Well, I'm certainly going to take your advice.
All right, Greg.
I appreciate your time.
I'd love to hear back from you. I'd love to hear back what happened.
Okay, will do.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling Ask the Builder.
Thanks, Tim. You too.
You too, man. All right, bye.